Israel is deeply sorry. We're deeply saddened by these images, by this attack, by this result. Israel does not target civilians, and there's no question that there will be in Israel a full and open investigation on how this happened. Hezbollah has been firing rockets not only from the town of Khana, right next to that building, from all of that surrounding area for the last 2.5 weeks.
Some are saying that's not so, though. What proof do you have that that is the case? Because other observers have suggested that isn't the case.
Israel has already sent out many pictures around the world of Hezbollah firing the Katyusha rockets from within these civilization, these different population centers, and we have done so again today. We have footage which we will be putting out of these Katyusha rockets. There's never been a question
of
the fact that Hezbollah is hiding behind the civilians.
Are you suggesting that these rockets were fired from this four-story building housing these women and children?
As I said before, Israel deeply, deeply is sorrowful, is saddened by what happened. This is definitely a mistake. We did not target this building.
You did not target it. Even though you had guided missiles, this was not targeted.
The building itself was not targeted, as I said. The building itself was next to the rocket launcher sites, and we are targeting all of those rocket launcher sites. This was a mistake. Israel deeply regrets this, and we will have a full investigation. As I said, we are greatly saddened by the death of civilians, while Hezbollah is firing into our civilian population and targeting Israelis all over northern Israel.
But what impact are you having? There's no evidence that you're having any impact on Hezbollah in any way. They keep firing their weaponry, which is nowhere of the same caliber as that of the Israeli army. How do you explain that? All of these women and children, all these civilians killed, and yet very little impact, it seems, on Hezbollah at all.
War is a terrible thing, Rosemary, and it's a great tragedy that's happening right now. There's a terrorist organization which has hidden itself inside the civilians all over southern Lebanon and in Beirut. They hold tens of thousands of rockets that they're firing daily on Israelis. They've already fired thousands of rockets into Israel. When I look at the pictures at Khana, as you do, it is a terrible tragedy. And as I said, we deeply, deeply are sorrowful over this, and this was a mistake. But that doesn't mean that Israel won't continue to pursue Hezbollah wherever they are in Lebanon as they continue to fire their terrorist rockets at Israel all of the time.
But they're crude rockets, aren't they? And after all, their impact has been minimal compared to the impact of Israeli strikes on Lebanon. Explain something to us. Why would you not try to be shooting these missiles, these Katyusha missiles, or rockets, we should say? They're not missiles at all, they're rockets. Why would Israel not be trying to shoot them out of the sky? They have the capability to do that.
Now, Rosemary, these are Katyusha rockets, which are a kind of rocket which they fire a barrel, a dozen. And the fact that there haven't been casualties in Israel shouldn't necessarily be held against us. Israelis, 1.5 million, are sitting inside bomb shelters and have been doing so for the last 2.5 weeks. And all of the Israelis who have been killed have been those who have come out for air from the bomb shelters. The rockets themselves are standard rockets. These are rockets that are made in Iran, in Syria, supplied to Hezbollah. The fact that they are supplied there and continue to be supplied there as part of this entire terrorist organization denying Israel's right to exist, trying to hold all of northern Israel hostage to their demands. 2.5 weeks ago, they crossed an internationally recognized border in an unprovoked attack. They kidnapped two Israeli servicemen and they opened fire all over northern Israel. I'm not saying that we can in any way justify the attack today, but we will continue to defend the state of Israel.